Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the TikTok Radio Shop. Please welcome, starting things off, Thomas, the last prick standing. And now, the TikTok Radio Shop welcomes you to the premier presentation of what doctors and scientists around the globe are hailing as quite possibly the single greatest miracle in human history. Ladies and gentlemen, right here on the TikTok Radio Shop in Southeast Portland, Oregon, in the Pacific Northwestern corner of America, on the planet Earth, orbiting the Sun, somewhere in the Milky Way galaxy, out in space, we introduce to you the revolution. And it even has a name. New from the Kumbionics Corporation, the cure all to end all, Milo. Here's a commercial about it.
Jeff, is that you?
Marianne, hi. Gee, how long has it been?
Like 3.5 months.
Wow, serious? It feels like 6.
I know, huh?
Yeah.
So, you look really terrific. What's your secret?
Well, it's Milo.
Milo?
Yeah, Marianne, it's...
What's Milo?
Oh, Marianne Benedict. Who? Who is Milo? He's it. He's the answer. He's the cure for everything. Cancer, cold, smoking, alcoholism, depression, marital problems. If you have HIV, ADD, or IBS, or are simply scared of the dark. Last time you saw me, I was out of work and always fighting with my wife, and I never did a damn thing but sit on my ass and smoke weed. That's when my doctor told me about Milo. And now I'm making more money than ever before. And I absolutely love my job, by the way, and my wife. And, well, I don't think it's possible for two people to be happier. Thanks, Milo.
Wow, so it's like a pill you take?
No, Milo is a real person you spend time with.
And is this proven to work?
It's totally scientific.
Now, is he habit forming?
No more than anything else.
What's the number?
Just call 1-818-647-2121 to order and hurry.
Okay, Jeff, thank you so much.
Hey, tell Milo hi for me, will ya?
I will, Jeff. I will.
If it's bad in any way, Milo makes it go away. If it's bad in any way, Milo makes it go away. If it's bad in any way, Milo makes it go away.
Side effects include and are not limited to memory loss and some liver damage. It is also against the law to operate a moving vehicle while under the influence of Milo. What the world needs now is Milo, new from Kumbionics. And we are back in to the TikTok radio shop. We are rolling with show 42.
I think we're on show number 16.
Are we on show?
It's actually 17
or 17th
because
show?
We skipped 13.
Right. I see our friend Joey Piacentini, who is also Jambo Land, trying to sneak out real quick.
Oh, yeah.
But he's quit smoking, and he's having success at it. And for all of you, like me, who...
aren't having success at
quit
smoking.
Or having less success. Right. I'm actually successful. I'm committed.
Joey.
Yes? How long... how are you not smoke?
This is day 17.
Dave's just learning English, by the way.
Yeah, I got one of those. Yeah. The cassettes.
Day 17. How many of the nicotine gums have you eaten? Packs.
Quite a few, but I haven't had any in 4 or 5 days.
Oh.
No cigarette, no nicorettes for 5 days. That's impressive. That's very good.
Everyone give Joey a round of applause. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, get the hell out of here.
Joey, we put this really awesome thank you for not smoking sign.
And that's
on his mouth.
Right.
On his
hands. How was everyone's week? Jeremy, how was your week? Jody?
We don't really care, I guess.
How was your week? How was your week, Jeremy?
It was exciting.
Yeah? What'd you do?
I worked a bunch.
That doesn't sound exciting.
Woo!
That's I'm excited about... I mean, just briefly, today's show, we've got a great musical guest.
We do.
Prick, what's his name? Last Prick Standing.
Prickly Pete.
No, Last Prick Standing,
last prick
of course,
standing.
And I'm excited to get to him a little later, too. Have you had a good week?
I've had a good week. I've enjoyed the rain, because I've been hot a lot, and I like that it's rainy and like kind of cold. It went from like 75 degrees to 40.
Do you like to stand out in rain showers and just look up at the sky?
I like to stand nude. I shower in the rain out on the street.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Chris, I actually have gotten complaints from the neighbors for doing that. Let's see, what else is new? We had debates. Did anybody watch the debates? Does anyone care about the debates? What'd you think? Who won? McCain lost.
He's saying that McCain didn't win.
He didn't do well.
You watched the debate?
I agree.
You concur? Nate concurs with the McCain having lost the debates. Aaron, what did you do this week?
Well, I had an event-filled week. A couple different things happened. I got to be on stage a lot performing. First off, I was in a karaoke competition and sang George Michael's I Want Your Sex. And
do you think there's a chance that we could convince you to maybe let us see some of it?
Oh, no.
All right, because if you don't want to, I mean, I totally understand.
I don't even think we have footage of it.
I mean, I think you actually brought footage queued to the actual spot.
That's
where
true.
You're doing
that's
it. But I mean, I understand if you're uncomfortable. We'll just skip it. Skip a whole.
We'll see how it goes here. We'll play a few, like 20 seconds.
Can you guys watch a little
bit
of Aaron?
Here we go. Hopefully everyone in Radio Land can hear it. I choreographed my own dance moves.
Oh
That's me doing karaoke. That,
for those of you who can't see.
That was amazing. But that's actually not the most exciting thing that happened for me this week. Other things happened.
What else happened, Aaron?
Oh, it's funny you ask.
Because I've been curious for a couple seconds.
Well, that was just me playing at the Blue Monk in front of like 30 people.
Which but is still a big deal.
That's a big deal, you know. But the bigger deal was playing slide flute on stage with Weezer on Thursday in front of several thousand of people. I actually have a little video footage of that as well. And the audience can hear it and see it.
You're going to watch it on your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I have a really big phone.
You know I can see, but it's okay.
Yeah, this isn't meant to be seen. It's meant to be heard.
It's meant to be felt and experienced.
Look at people are gathering around. Yes, you too. Sit here. Come sit by me. Thank you.
We've got a group of people. Actually, I'm worried about the fire marshal because we've got people crowding the stage right now.
This is Wet Weezer, me on stage with Weezer.
Wet Weezer.
The band is the Red People.
So you were holding your cell phone out to the audience and around on stage.
Exactly. I filmed the entire crowd and audience and my finger, evidently, while playing the slide flute in front of thousands of people for Weezer.
The day before yesterday.
Why
were you on stage?
Well, you know, I just through contacts at TikTok.
Weezer was looking for a slide flautist?
Yeah. And I saw the ad on Craigslist and applied.
That's awesome. Craigslist. A shout out for Craigslist. That's beautiful. I'll tell you what I think, though. I mean, you're a brilliant entertainer and your musical talents, your dancing, the whole thing is, I mean, I'm wiping a tear like off of
I wish
my
that
nipples.
Lawrence Welk but I still think, had a program because I would be on it.
I want to hear Last Prick Standing.
So, this song is called Dalai Lama Postmortem, and it's a pretty old song, and the idea is that in the Tibetan Book of the Dead, after you die, you know, on each day, there are these two lights you have to choose between. One of them's good, and one of them's bad. That's essentially what it comes down to. So, in this song, there are some instructions about that, and who knows if it's true or not, but, you know, it doesn't hurt. Like, what do you got to lose, right? Okay.
Song again.
It's called the Dalai Lama Postmortem, but it really could just be called the Bardo song. Okay. You know? Yeah.
Oh, do you have a
shorthand, name? You know, like the White Album? It's really not called the White Album, right? It's just called the Beatles.
Right. It's,
that kind of thing.
Sure.
Because who wants to fucking say Dalai Lama Postmortem? I don't even want to say it.
And who wants to say the Beatles?
Right.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
It is.
Because it's not spelled like that.
No.
It's spelled D-O-L-L-Y. I mean, not the Beatles.
Right.
Dalai Lama. Right. Like Dolly the sheep.
Oh, like Dalai Lama. Dalai Lama.
Right.
Lama.
Exactly. I used to, did you ever read, I think it was Harriet the Spy or something, they were swearing and they're like, when there's two L's in the English language, it's pronounced Y, right? Like Yoy the Yama.
Yeah.
So I thought that for years, but it's not true.
That would make it
this is my Yama Yoy, right?
Dalai Yama.
Right, in Spanish, yes.
Yama's
yeah.
name.
It is. Yeah. It is name.
TikTok Radio Shop is now bilingual and panlingual, homolingual, every kind of lingual that there is. Do you got another one?
Yeah, sure.
Don't kick your ukulele.
My roommate's ukulele that I stole.
Oh, it's the roommate's. That's fine.
I hope I get home before he does. All right. This song is called The Age of Chivalry. When I'm dog tired, Lord, I don't need a bed. I curl up right in the corner and I'm out like a light. So deep, you swear that I was dead. I give you trips and give you trips and throw me red room. I give you trips and give you trips and throw me red room. Red room. Red room. Red room.
Thomas.
Or Mr. Standing.
I know what I like to call you, but I can call you Thomas.
No, what would you like to call me?
Last prick.
Oh, you can call me that. That's fine.
Thank you. So, Thomas, I was perusing some of your background information and just some of your interests, but you have one that caught me, that had to do with rabbits.
Oh, yes.
So what is it about rabbits that's fascinating to you?
Well, let me tell you from experience, I own a pet rabbit. My affection for rabbits is not purely academic or theoretical. I live with a pet rabbit that used to be my daughter's rabbit until she became a teenager and disowned it. So
you
now,
don't look much older than a teenager yourself, though.
I know, I'm rather cherubic.
Cherubic is the word that's been going through my head.
The seraphim and he's the cherubim.
Ophanimic.
No. Please continue, no. Sorry.
Where were we? Rabbits.
Rabbits.
So, yes, as we speak, the rabbit is, puttering about the house, my house. They're absolutely fascinating creatures. They're like the third staple pet of the United States. You know, dogs, cats.
Rabbits.
And rabbits. People just don't usually think that far about it. But, the rabbit is really personable. It has some of the best qualities of dogs and cats, and I would definitely recommend a rabbit to anybody that's thinking about getting a pet.
Do you sell rabbits?
No. I have no interest in this. I'm not any kind of lagomorphic entrepreneur. I just am a big fan. I'm an amateur.
I don't know what lagomorphic entrepreneur means, but I love it. Even Nolte likes lagomorphia. Lagomorphism.
Yeah. Because they're not, as I learned, I mean, you learn a lot about rabbits once you get them, but they're not rodents. They're called lagomorphs.
Really?
Yeah, really.
And then also, besides being a rock star,
the rabbit?
And a rabbit aficionado.
Yeah.
You are also something to do with nursing?
Yeah, I'm in nursing school. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and yeah. RN, LVN.
An RN, mm-hmm.
That means registered nurse. For those of you in the radio land. That's great. So you enjoy helping people and...
Yeah, don't get sick.
Okay, that's... I think you'll be a great nurse.
But if you... Yeah. how long have you... I mean, go ahead, Aaron. You had something you wanted to... Your mouth
no, I've just
shaking.
Been enjoying his songs and his nursing advice. Please ask.
Well, I've got. There's two things I want to know. One is, a little bit of some of your musical influences and maybe even when you were younger, musical
sure.
influences. Well, and I'm also curious about the name.
Sure.
But well, we can start with the musical influences.
Of course. Well, regarding the former, it's important to understand that I went to high school in a very isolated place. And my father had an enormous red book.
Where was the isolated place?
This was Ogdensburg, New York. It is a desolate place. I'll tell you more about it sometime.
Okay.
Anyway.
I think you've already said enough. Desolate.
The less
is...
said, the better. No offense to Ogdensburgians. So my father had this enormous red book called The Rolling Stone Illustrated History of Rock and Roll that was published in 1976, which I read avidly as a youth. But I didn't know about any music that happened after 1976 for a long time.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. So in my seminal years, my tastes were really formed by things that happened in 1976 or earlier. It's too bad there wasn't a volume two.
Right. Right. I mean...
Of course, you might be more fortunate than some would say.
Uh-huh.
Right, because not a lot that's come out post-76. Compared with pre.
Right. So, well, and regarding the second question, last prick standing, well, I used to be in a band called Quality Name Brand, and before that it was called Shed Incorporated, and I did some bad things, and I pissed my bandmates off, and they all quit. So, so that's what happened, and I decided that I would just continue on my own, and I would be the last prick standing. Yeah.
So you had a band and all of the other bandmates happened to quit the band. It wasn't
yeah.
that maybe you got axed out of the band.
No, I thought that it would have been a better decision on their part.
Right, yeah. Okay.
To
but I was a little perplexed. Yeah. Like,
at least you kept it going.
Yeah.
So you're now the band, essentially.
Yeah, I don't play any Quality Name Brand songs yet. Because,
no.
You know, who knows? We might get back together someday. You gotta save those. So these are all Last Prick Standing songs. No, so yeah.
And how long ago was? What? How long? Ago
oh, this was just in August.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just, this all happened in August.
Oh my God.
Well,
yeah.
It's we a really.
Hard time, it's a hard time for you.
August?
Well,
August. Oh,
August
yeah.
and
oh,
everything
last
after.
Prick, last prick. August is hard for everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want to come out with a new product during August.
You don't. You don't. And you did. And that's...
Hey. Thank
can,
you,
do you, can
Thomas.
You play, can you play one more before we...
Oh, certainly.
Before
yeah.
we cut to break, yeah.
Sure. Now, would you rather hear a guitar song or another keyboard song?
Let's go. I you,
what's the crowd want?
Guitar.
Guitar.
All right.
Guitar.
I am better at the guitar. That's a good choice.
It's a crowd
comparative
of,
advantage.
A crowd of one.
Why grow bananas when you can grow wheat? Okay.
So we is that fine?
Go ahead.
Once again, here's Last Prick Standing on the TikTok Radio Shop.
This song is called "Makes You Stranger." A lot of my songs are about the dark night, I think, or something's happening. I don't know. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Money.
changing overnight by the skin of your teeth, you skin on your knees, you're alive, and the rest is for show, and the best is a complete surprise.
To the TikTok Radio Shop after our break, which, as we again said, felt like no time to you, but lots of time to us.
It's like been Narnia. Like 3 days.
Yeah. What day is it?
The time just flies.
Time flew by. This is the Tentative News, a brand new segment that we've been kind of touching on for a while, but we've decided to name it the Tentative News, which means it's more authentic. I have a story that I read online. This is about Starbucks. So I'm going to read it. This was in the London Daily Sun. Starbucks was blasted by environmental experts last night after the Sun discovered it pours millions of liters, which is like their measuring.
It's an amount.
Yeah.
A quantity.
Yeah. it pours.
We'll explain it later.
Starbucks is wasting millions of gallons of water every year by letting water pour constantly at every location throughout the world. Into anybody who's worked at Starbucks knows that there's one or two drains that the water is just going, and you got scoops and stuff.
So
in it.
It's just running.
Just
for, like,
running
for whatever.
It's been. I worked at Starbucks
is
for
it
two
to
and a half.
Keep
years.
A drain clear.
It's to keep
or
it. It's to keep. It,
spoon clean.
It's to keep the spoon clean.
It's
yeah,
absurd.
It's absurd, and a lot of this newspaper called Starbucks all over the world, like called half a dozen in cities all over the world, talked to baristas and talked to store managers, and they all claimed that it had something to do that it's old Starbucks policy, and it had something to do with cleanliness and some like government guideline, which the research was done on that, and there's absolutely. Nothing saying that they need to keep water running, and one
and
little.
So it's like it's a wasting water type of thing.
This is yeah. It says that it would provide enough if it would to stop doing it would provide enough daily water for the entire population of Namibia in Africa, or to fill in an Olympic pool.
We were just
pool.
Talking about Namibia.
To fill an Olympic pool every 83 minutes. And that's how much water is just going down the drain. And this needs to
literally.
Be stopped. Literally.
Thank you.
Literally.
Yeah, we're not just jokesters here at TikTok.
No, but I mean, think about it. This Starbucks is wasting water, damn it.
I bet they didn't. I think they didn't really know they were doing
it. No, that. They knew.
They hadn't
they
considered
knew.
It.
Howard Schultz.
Well,
hates
he sold
water.
The Supersonics.
He hates water.
I know that
and
much.
And he sold the
to
Sonics.
Kansas City.
What a dumbass.
In other news, I found just, well, first of all, in the break time, those 3 or 4 days we were on break, people were asking me how I got on stage with Weezer. And so and I'm sure a lot of people out in internet radio podcast land were wondering the same thing. I knew a guy who played in the Hootenanny about 3 months ago through 94.7 NRK. He got me a free ticket, and then he bailed. He actually didn't play. So the musician who got me a free ticket left. I ended up with the free music pass, and they're like, do you want to go on stage? And I said, yes. I had no instrument, and someone handed me a slide flute. And
where was this concert at?
The Memorial Coliseum.
I saw Bob Dylan there. That's a large coliseum.
It was a good venue. I didn't even know I was going to the concert until like 4:30 p.m. I mean, I was at 4:29. I was like driving back to my office, getting ready to go home.
4:29, you were just finishing up your first.
Well, it was 9 minutes after.
I'm sorry. I'm doing low-level
marijuana humor.
No. You can't. No. Smoking tobacco.
And and then, so yeah, I get a call. 6 hours later, I'm on stage with Weezer playing slide flute.
Do you know how to play a slide flute?
I know. And well, you can hear. You play just rewind your podcast and yeah, you'll hear me playing.
Listen to it again.
Slide flute. But I had one quick story here.
If I can, while you're finding your story, I can just say, Aaron called me the night that, and he calls me up, and I'm tired, you know, and it's late, and Aaron calls me and says, "Hey, dude, Dave, I'm about to go on stage with Weezer." And I'm on the phone, "Uh-huh, really? Dude, that's awesome. All right, yeah, I'll talk. We're meeting tomorrow? Okay, yeah, I'll talk to you tomorrow."
It was a fun story. Fun time, and it's one of my first steps into big, big stardom. And you're all on the ride. You're riding along with me.
Our wagon is hitched to your star.
I'm really excited about that, and you guys should feel blessed. So...
We are here with a special, very special TikTok Radio Shop exclusive. Through Kumbionix, we were able to bring the real Milo into our studio, and we have a one-on-one interview. Aaron is going to be
talking to Milo in a closed, soundproof booth.
Look, nobody, we can hear people laughing.
Hear that. Yeah, you can hear we people can outside. Hear you can't
they
even hear
can't
me.
Can't hear us, Milo.
Perfect. Can you the hear only me? People,
I felt like I heard something, but I really didn't.
Yeah, okay. I mean, whatever.
Well, Milo, thank you for coming on
sure,
this
yeah.
set today of TikTok.
Thanks for having
Obviously,
me.
Obviously, you know, Kumbionics, who owns TikTok Radio Shop, also owns the pharmaceutical company that produces you. And but Milo, how is it that you're able to make people feel so good?
You know, I honestly don't know. I just kind of show up and the mood just gets a little brighter. People started feeling a little better, a little more lighthearted.
And just so just so you all know, out in internet radio land, there is footage that will be up that you can see of actual Milo having its effect on both people and plant
his
life.
His effect.
His.
You call.
It's a beautiful it's okay. thing, though, the way Milo transforms everything
Thanks.
To be best. And how long have you been transforming people's lives?
Geez, probably since I was a kid, maybe second grade-ish. There's a bully.
Yeah, tell us a story about an example.
Okay. When I first found out, there's this this bully in elementary school used to steal.
We all known bullies.
Steal kids' lunch money, and so anyway, so eventually.
What ass,
right?
You know,
that's what other people thought too when they because they were hungry and so irritable, and so they were like they found
Sorry,
out that
it's not funny.
No, it's sad, but they found out that once if they were hanging around with me, the bully didn't feel like beating them up and stealing their money anymore, and so all the kids started hanging around me during lunchtime and recess and stuff. Eventually I started charging money to hang out with me, just a little less than lunch money, so it was like financially
sure,
it made sense
to
them.
They could still get something for lunch, but also have Milo.
Right.
Right. That's brilliant, actually. And so how many years have you been marketing yourself to people?
It's been 3.5 years now since Kumbionics approached me and wanted to start selling my goods and services.
Thank you. Does anyone have a question for Milo?
From outside the soundproof booth?
They
there's no soundproof booth. The soundproof booth is...
We lifted the soundproof booth, but I know we have a lot of really battered, torn people here today in our audience.
Oh, I hope. I mean, how are you guys feeling today, right now?
I mean, you're here. I feel a lot... I felt, when you walked in, like, I felt my spirits lift.
Great.
Then they went right back down again.
Oh.
That just happens. That always happens, though. But they rarely lift, so that was something.
Yeah,
it's baby steps.
So that
baby steps.
It is. No, but Milo, we just want to thank you. And again, the commercial will air on TikTok's website.
The commercial will air on TikTok. Is there anything that you personally want to say to
our
audience? Do you like this?
Yeah, I love doing it. I just hope people keep on feeling really shitty and depressed so I can keep my job.
Well, and the way things are going, people are...
Did you have anything to do with the financial crisis?
No, but I'm working on solving it.
You know, you should go to Wall Street. It would change everything.
Yeah, well, it'd make people feel better about being poor.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about a bailout.
That's why I have you around.
The New York Stock Exchange floor and, like, you know... will go back up.
Right. $700 billion.
Yeah.
Or Milo.
Really, it's a... People can't see me.
It's a win-win.
I just out of curiosity, people can get a hold of you. We played a commercial earlier. How does it work with money? I mean, what if someone doesn't have any money and that's what's making them sad?
They can try to find me on the street, but it's,
okay.
Now that I'm owned by Kumbionics... I really can't do any like pro bono sort of mood enhancers. They can try to call me. My number, can I give my number? Is that okay?
Yeah, you can give your
number. It's 208-301-4161 is my phone number.
That's an Idaho number, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't that your?
Oh, Joey knows something about.
Well,
Idaho.
you were manufactured in Idaho.
So it's South Carolina.
Oh, you're manufactured.
My parents
South Carolina,
manufactured
through Idaho.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now
okay.
I've moved to Portland.
Well, mm-hmm. We look forward to and can I ask you right now? I'd like to invite you back again in the future.
Sure, it's like
I really think what you're able to do for people is phenomenal, and I want the entire world to know about it.
No, I do it out of the goodness of my heart, and depending on how many people are here, it's like $32 a head. So,
yeah,
whatever you can do, really,
that's
as
awesome.
Long as it's that much. Okay.
Praise God. Or whatever, whoever,
sure.
Whatever higher power you yeah. all identify with, praise that thing.
Praise him.
Yeah, or it, or her. Praise it.
That's weird.
I know. Milo, thank you so much for coming on. Can you hang out for the rest of the show, or do you have to get back on a plane?
Sure, no, no.
Do they ship you? Do you travel on a seat on a plane, or do they ship you by in a box? They backpack you up and... send you freight?
No, it's in a big bottle with a cotton swab on my head.
Oh.
Childproof.
That's got to be tough.
Can't have happy kids running around.
No. They will cause trouble. Milo, thank you very much. You guys all feel better having Milo on the
yes.
show, everybody's. Yeah.
I would just like to say that I have ED, and ever since you showed up, I've had an erection the whole time. And I never get it up.
That's someone from our live studio audience.
Yeah.
That right there. That's amazing.
I work pro.
It's
so
kind of starting to hurt a little bit.
Yeah. I'll try to
we'll let you guys work that out.
For
$32 a head.
Good one.
That's good. We're going to end the show here very shortly, but first you've got a show coming up tonight. We're back with... Thank you, Milo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Milo.
And we're back with the last prick standing, who's sitting. But he is a prick, so, I mean...
I actually think he's kind of nice.
He's very...
He's
very
been a fun guest.
Nice, charming.
I'm really glad we had him on.
Me too. every once in a while, we just like to get mushy and then get right back at it.
I like it.
You're playing a show tonight. Where at?
Oh, we're playing at the Blue Monk with... The Repair, Bones, and Fuck Mountain, and Midtown Riot will be DJing in between sets.
So for those of you who are listening, a couple weeks ago, he will have played at the Blue Monk, and it's going
hey,
to have been
I did
an unbelievable
my,
show.
My karaoke show is there, so I know this will be a good show.
Oh, right.
Is that
yeah.
true?
Yeah, the
wow,
Blue Monk.
Right on.
You,
that's
you
two
just,
references
yeah.
to the Blue Monk. That's cool.
So,
and you've got a MySpace. How can people get your music?
Oh, it's very easy. If you go to myspace.com/lastprickstanding, you can check out a bunch of songs that we've been playing tonight, and I try to put things up there at least once a week. Yeah.
Do you have anything on CD Baby?
Well, no, we'll have an album coming out in the winter. History of Zanzi Make. It should be out. And so we're just working on the music for the follow-up to that called, what's it called? Oh, Mighty Christian Dope Music. That's coming up after...
Mighty Christian Dope Music?
Yeah, that's
nice.
Coming out after History of Zanzi Make. So these songs have been playing today off of History on Z Make. So,
well, say that again.
History is on Z Make.
History is on Z Make.
Yes.
It's all just so fun to say.
It rolls off his tongue nicely.
Yeah, it does.
He's last prick standing.
Right. I'm German.
So this is you're gonna take us out. So TikTok Radio Shop, this is Last Prick Standing. We had Milo. We have the Halloween show in about 3 weeks. Is that going to be Diane, Sally, or going to be doing the music? Give it a little shout out there.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah, they're excited.
It's going
to
be Saturday,
play.
The 25th.
That's a big
at
show.
Night. It's going to be unbelievable.
Show.
We have
yeah.
Down South Sally
costumes.
And Diane.
Music.
And upstairs Diane.
That's so, me.
Alleyway Diane and Down South Sally. Back alley Sally.
Oh, no.
And, so that's coming up in 3 weeks, and we're really excited, and I'm still can't wait for our Christmas show, which is the first weekend in December. That's going to be really fun. All for children, so the
yeah.
fucks and the...
That was the only... I can't...
You can't play on that show because we wouldn't be able to talk about it.
I know.
We're all, and now it's time for last
we'll
nice
sing,
guy.
We'll
yeah.
sing nice, fun Christmas
nice
songs.
Christmas. Little, we've got the little drummer girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, taking us out for today on this show is going to be Last Prick Standing. One more time. Thank you.
Thank you. This song's called Department of Records.